to be 90 and be miserable.
I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this gorgeous, beautiful September 11th, 2025.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Present.
Director Cardella?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Here.
Let the record show Director Ehrlichson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay. Will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
I think I messed that up. How do you mess that up? Trina? All right. I don't have my gal May here, so do I have an approval of the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda as is.
Oh, thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
Yeah, excuse me. There's one correction to the agenda. That's fine. I'm sorry. My mistake. It was the minutes that I was had a concern about, but I'll wait till that. I'm sorry.
Do I have a second on the agenda as presented?
A second.
Thank you, sir.
The agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Cardella?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Ehrlichson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board member wishing to?
Through the chair, I'd like to remove item A.
Okay. Do I have any other items to be removed and questioned? Okay, do I have a motion on B through D?
I move that we approve the agenda, the consent calendar, B, C, and D.
As presented? Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Ehrlichson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
You have the floor, sir.
I just wanted to, they forgot to put in here, I seconded to adjourn the meeting. It was my first official act, so I
Ooh.
Just wanted to make sure it got in there.
Hey, makes sense. You'll make that correction, highlight it, boldface it, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve that with the correction stated?
I move that we approve A from the consent calendar.
I second that motion.
Okay.
All right. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Ehrlichson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to presentations. We don't have any, so we're moving on to the General Manager report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good
to see you.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Board Members. Happy September 11th, and I hope we all take this day to think about 24 years ago. And people that were not here with us today because of that day. August 16th. Was the resource fair sponsored by Ambrose Recreation and Park District.
Thank you.
Supervisors Chanel Scales Preston, Marathon, and local organizations, nonprofit agencies. And this was dedicated to supporting Bay Point families, and it was truly, truly an amazing day with valuable resources with over 60 vendors and an estimate 400 plus in attendance. The event, like I said, showcased many services and resources. We had free backpacks for youth. There was a barbecue. There was food giveaway. We had jumpies, free family photos. We had free haircuts for our community. Lots of fun. And I really do want to thank the Ambrose Recreational Park District staff for their amazing work and for this great resource fair that we had. Ambrose Aquatic Center closed on Labor Day, but the pool is still rented out. We have a Junior Olympic team practicing there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday through November. So we've added also lap swimming in conjunction with that, which was supposed to end at the end of August. We've continued it through this month, and we have our lap members having a lane available while they do the swim practice.
That's so cool.
It's fantastic. Tuesday, September 9th, the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors approved and authorized the Employment and Human Service Director to execute the contract with Ambrose Recreation and Park District in the amount not to exceed $568,900 to provide youth Academic Support and Leadership Development under Measure X.
Congratulations.
The initiative was for July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2027, and an extension, we can apply for an extension afterwards. Real excited about that. The City of Pittsburgh Future Builders are in process of demolishing the 250 feet of trellis at Ambrose Park. There's about 20 of them working. They're doing such a great job. They will be redoing it, painting everything. And the trellis, I don't know if you had an opportunity to see how dilapidated it was and how dangerous it was for our community. We had to take part of it down this year before the season even started. There'll be painting, trimming trees, cleaning barbecues. They are supplying all the labor, and what we are supplying the wood for the it. We're using some of the old wood that's good, and the paint.
Wow.
So we're really excited that should be completed within the next 2 weeks.
Incredible.
The county has fully approved Alliant Communities Entitlement Modification Application and has approved the State Density Bonus Affordability Level in lieu of the county's inclusionary requirements. No appeals. This is for Alliant for Clearland. No appeals have been filed, thus it cleared the deadline on August 28th. So Alliant expect to receive the signed entitlement package this week from the county. From there, we move completely forward.
Oh my God.
So I just thought I'd share that wonderful
I don't know if I can handle so much good news.
I know. That's
so
amazing.
So we're very, very excited. And
so how does Sandra Weck feel?
She's very, very excited.
Yeah.
Very, very excited. So when they say she's, and we plan on having a new report next week once it is received, and we should have a really in-depth report in October.
Perfect.
On everything finalized. They're still on the date of December 19th.
Perfect.
For closure.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I know. Ditto.
I just wondered if she was going to still be working by the time we, you know, Sandra.
Yeah, she will be.
Yeah.
She will be. She's not going to give this one up.
Yeah, no way. Even in retirement.
Yes,
I'll come
exactly.
out for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's wonderful. You're finished with your report. Does any member, do you have any questions or comments for us?
No, just congratulations. It's such a great, lots of great news
yeah.
for the district.
Yeah. How about you, Director Garcia? Yeah, I just, I wanted to let everybody know, you know, Lori sat here and tooted the horn of all of her employees for the resource fair, and they, in fact, did a great job. I was here and
mm-hmm.
talked to some of the employees, but if it wasn't for Lori, Lori herself, that thing never would have come off. The amount of work, I mean hours and hours and frustration and last minute negotiations and pulling things in that she didn't think she was going to have to do because it was supposed to be somebody else. This woman is, she's like the Energizer Bunny. I don't know how she does it, but we really need to give her like super big, huge kudos for that, for pulling that off. And it was amazing. Every single resource, the people that provided the resources that I talked to were so happy to be here. And they thought we had an amazing community. It would have just made you feel so good. And then, of course, it was really great to see the kids. But anyway, Lori, you do such an awesome job, and thank you for that. Really came off because of you. All right, moving on.
I'd just like to make one comment about that. I wasn't able to make it, but I saw the live that the supervisor had put on for a while. Was packed. There
yeah.
was plenty of people. Felt great energy. So that was another real win.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you got to see that. That's
and,
amazing.
You know, in praising Lori, I'm in the event industry, and a production manager is the one who makes it all work. It seems like magic, but it's just so many details and so much work. And you know, my hat's off.
Yeah.
It's a hard job.
It was a team.
Yeah, it was a team for sure. But
thank you.
They had a puppet master. Okay, so we're moving on to legal counsel report, which is none. Moving on to public comments. Communications, rather. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Our first item is the monthly maintenance report. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Hello, Madam Chair. GM.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. As you can see, I do have a couple additions on this report. For Anuta Park, some electrical wires for a controller went out, and the controller box will be replaced tomorrow. So it's looking a little brown. Tomorrow we'll get the water going. Hickory Meadows, we had a leak under the cement that was going into the street. It was found out that it was a controller box that had been closed and capped. The cap had eroded and it was shooting water out, which wasn't irrigating anything, so it wasn't affecting the sprinkler system. We have taken up the cement, we've capped that off. It was trees that were where the park is now, so there was no need to even have that irrigation line, and that is our freshwater, one of our freshwater parks. So we're glad, and we want to give kudos to Golden State for recognizing it as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. We did remove the trees over at Lindbrook. I would like to request replace the three taken down trees that were taken down by the arborist, who recommended that we take them down due to them being dead and diseased, and we didn't want to take those diseases to any other trees. We would like to replace them with three common trees that work really well at that park and could add that shade. Additional shade area.
Do you know what species you have in mind?
He said they're called the common trees is the name of them.
If you could forward me some more specific information about
Absolutely.
That, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
And he said there's already two on that end of the
So it's some park. We already have.
Yeah, some we right. already have established. And they grow fast and they're a great shade tree and they won't compromise the irrigation system with their roots.
So do you have any other comments or questions for Arjun? How about you, Director Garcia?
Yeah.
I think I might have talked to you about this already, but I don't know if I remember the answer or got the answer I wanted. Mm-hmm. Why were they diseased? And I'm asking that because if we know why, maybe we could prevent it from happening to the other trees. I'm just so distressed that it's like these big, beautiful trees that can't. It's going to take 50 years to get back to where.
He said they were the oldest trees we had in the park. And this is because I asked the same thing.
Yeah.
The bark was falling off of it.
Right.
And he says because they're the oldest trees, and when that starts happening, that's just their time.
So it's going to happen to the other trees.
But that type of tree, the type of tree it was.
Because we have like three or four other trees.
Yes.
That.
Yes. These were the back ones on
the Virgil side.
The Virgil side.
Right.
We did not take out the stumps.
Right.
Because they were compromising in the irrigation system. And it could compromise that.
Right.
And they're pretty flat. It's an upper part.
Right.
So, and I have to be honest with you, I don't know what type of trees they were.
Okay.
I can find that out as well.
Did the stumps at least get ground down to grade level?
To long level. Mm-hmm.
Great.
So we can expect that to happen to the two remaining trees?
The two remaining are the common trees.
Those two remaining are not the same as the three?
They're not the same.
Oh, really?
They sure look Yeah,
similar.
It's totally different. They're similar. Okay. That's why he suggested.
Okay, they're similar, but not the same.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when we talk tonight about this in just a moment, are we giving you, or do we even need to give you permission to replace those trees with the common trees? In whatever recommendation, do we do that now?
Yes, because it is a board matter.
Okay.
It's up for discussion. Yes.
Okay. All right. So can I get somebody to make an approval of this?
I don't, a common tree, at least in arborist parlance, is just considered trees that are abundant in a given region. So, I'd definitely just be interested in some more information exactly what he has in mind, because common tree is not a species. I didn't think it were. That's
okay.
One of, botany is one of my favorite things.
Okay,
So So as a board, are we saying we don't want to make any action on this tonight until you get answers?
I would like to find out a little more. Let me take that back. I mean, I think the action can go forward. I don't think the, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
No, take your time.
I think we should wait. Yeah.
So I will bring back some research of the type of trees, and having the arborists available for these questions will be great.
Okay.
I will find out the trees that were taken out.
Okay, thank you.
I'll get a little more definition of why, and our explanation
thank
why
you.
They were taken out.
Yeah.
And then he said common trees, so I just thought it was a type of tree. My apologies.
Yeah.
But I will find out what trees and get a little bit more information on the growth and the and why he suggests those trees in that area.
Yeah.
It's just I feel that planting a tree is a very important decision for us, and you know, we want to pick the right species. We don't want anything that's invasive, and I think it's worth spending a few extra dollars to get a quality genetics in there. It'll be better for us in the long run.
Okay, and I can get some cost factors for you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're not taking any item any action on this item at this time. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I'm big kudos to Tina over at Golden State Water. We really, that's really a testament to Lori's good relationship with that company, that they'd actually call her up at home and let her know something was wrong. So thanks, Lori, for your good relationships. All right, people, moving on. Our next matter is consider accepting the final audit report for fiscal year 2023-2024 as presented by Fechter & Company. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Welcome, sir.
I'd like to introduce Mr. Scott German from Fechter & Company. He's certified public accountant and came down from Sacramento to give us an insight of our audit. Can you return that?
Let me just get it going and then I'll turn it.
Is there a way to write down the Wi-Fi password for me?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Everybody see it?
Yes, sir. That's good.
I feel like I need to stand on the.
I know. Do you want to
sure.
Move so you know, so you don't feel so blocked out?
Yeah, I just need to be careful because of the cords.
Oh, okay.
There.
It's pretty. Because you know that's important, right?
My staff doesn't believe it, but I tell them it is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. Our logo looks good.
It's amazing what you can pick up on the internet.
Yeah. The old cut and paste.
Uh-huh. So thank you for having me. Start off with a few required communications. What is an audit? You know, it's us coming in, asking a bunch of questions, looking at supporting documents, looking at the systems, making sure that the system is in place to present an accurate set of financial statements. So we could have one bank account with no system and we wouldn't be happy. So understand that the system is as important as anything. And remember, we're looking at this from a standpoint of materiality. So we're not looking for nickels, dimes. We're looking for the big picture, looking for to make sure that the overall presentation is fair and materially accurate. You folks and staff are responsible for selecting the accounting policies, because without estimates, without a way to determine how things are to be calculated, we can't audit anything. You're responsible for the financial statement presentation. So if you see something on there that doesn't make sense to you based on what you know from your monthly activities here, you need to let us know.
Right.
You're responsible for making sure the system of internal controls is in place and will effectively prevent and detect fraud. You're responsible for adjusting district accounting records to correct material misstatements, including any of those that we identify, and informing appropriate parties, including us, of fraud or noncompliance. You've got a lot of responsibilities. Some of the things you selected, to say that you selected is a little misleading. It's been selected for a long time. If there's a new accounting policy that, or a statement that comes in, you know, we'll consult you and, you know, see what you're going to do. But for the most part, that first footnote tells us how you're going to recognize property taxes, how you're going to depreciate fixed assets, how you calculate vacation, how you, if you have a pension, you know, those kind of things. Fund balance classifications, standard useful life for capital assets. You know, one of the biggest issues with small districts is they've got all these things running around, TVs, podiums, tables, and they have no list. They don't know what they have. And, you know, in the past, the auditor might have kept it, and they never saw it. Well, we're really making a concerted effort to make sure that management is looking at this and saying, yes, we have these things. Now, do you have to have the TV and the table on it? No. But if you had 100 TVs, you might want those on there.
Right.
You know, the big estimates you folks have, compensated absences, accrued vacation, and depreciation. So, told you what you're responsible for. What we're responsible for is forming an opinion on the financial statements to determine if they're in compliance with GAAP, conduct an audit, in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards. Tells us, you know, the things that we're supposed to do, how many things we're supposed to look at, specific procedures that we're supposed to do. And it's important for you to remember that hiring us doesn't relieve you of your responsibility. You know, interesting thing, I did a presentation on fraud. The lowest number of frauds is caught by the auditors. The highest number is caught by the whistleblowers inside the company.
I believe it.
So we had quite a few errors that we had to correct. Part of this is normal, but we really want to get some of these things cleaned up. And we want to do this for a couple reasons. In the last few years, we've lost about 400,000 CPAs in the United States. So there's fewer of us around. So what that means is we have less time.
Right.
And also means that when your new auditors come in at some point, they're going to be more picky as to what clients they take. So we want to make sure that you're in a good position. Yes, part of it is selfish. We want to get in and out, do the audit as quick as possible. But also we want to make sure that you've got a good system and that you're moving forward well. We had one reclassified Quimby fees as earned revenues because they were reported as a restricted balance. So we want to put those in when they're supposed to be earned. There was a couple double billings for grant reimbursements. So the invoice got entered twice.
So when you say billing?
Like an invoice.
Okay.
So that was two negatives where it should have just been one negative?
For a sale, yes. Yeah. Separate the interest expense from the debt service principal. It's a requirement that would be broken out. So it's being posted as one payment. Okay. But breaking it out.
Right.
Okay. And anytime you do an entry at the time or classify things correctly at the time of entry, it's just so much easier rather than putting it all in. You know, it's like throwing all the stuff in your garage and then saying, oh, well, now I'm going to organize it. So then you take it out and put it in. Yeah, don't argue that. QuickBooks file required significant maintenance. And the chart of accounts is wonky. So chart of accounts is one of those things where if it's done right, anybody can pick it up and read it and know exactly what it means. You know, with just a little bit of education.
Right.
You know, all the assets are 1,000s, liabilities 2,000s.
Right, right.
Okay? And having consistent numbers. And then the second part of the chart of accounts is actually a description of what belongs in these things.
Right.
So that when staff is looking, they know. When you do the budget, your budget lines up with it. So when you're comparing budget to actual, you know that the things in this budget are the things in this actual, as opposed to I've got my utilities here and this is my garbage. You know, not comparable. So we want to make sure that everything works and it's consistent. The problem we had is things would look like they were in order and it was maybe an asset when it was in a liability section. So we want to make sure that they're in there and well documented. Like I said, you know, this really affects the budget actual view. And this is where you can find fraud and misstatement. Because, you know, if you know that you're, for you guys, your fraud areas are going to be staff.
Right.
You know, somebody throwing in an extra payroll.
Right.
So if your payroll budget is right and you're comparing it, you have the possibility of seeing it.
Right.
If it's not and it's not comparable, you can't see it. If you're going to be building a park, you want to set up a structure where you can account for all the costs and put in a budget that matches what you approve so that you can monitor that as you're going through.
Right.
And it still flows through into the financial statements as it should. So, like I said, we really need to get the fixed assets taken care of. First thing I would do is look at your policy for what dollar amount you want to capitalize. You don't have to capitalize little tiny things, but understand where you want to do that. If you, let's say you had a couple workshops and you had a bunch of laptop computers.
Right.
You might not want to capitalize them, but you might have a list of them so you're aware of how many you have at that location.
Like an inventory.
Yeah.
Right.
And not necessarily an inventory, more of a list.
Okay.
Okay. You know, here's what's in this room.
Right.
So that if that room burns down, right, or if somebody breaks in and steals them all, you know what you've got.
Right.
But having the extra added cost of maintaining that on the fixed asset inventory may or may not be the right thing to do.
So that's where you're saying we should have a dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Do you remember, I don't have a set of the financials in front of me. What's the dollar and the capitalization? Footnote one.
Not liabilities. Is it? It's not the capital assets net depreciation, no? Is it that number?
No, it's not that number. It'll be in the first footnote. $5,000. So capital assets purchased with an original cost of $1,000 for equipment and $5,000 for buildings.
So that's currently what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. On page 22.
So if you buy three laptop computers for $1,000, that wouldn't be capitalized.
Would not.
Would not.
Right.
If you buy one, it would.
Right. Okay, yeah. Got it. I see what you're saying.
So
okay.
If you buy, it's per unit. It's not.
Right.
You know, I bought $1,000 of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Okay?
Okay. But you still are recommending that we could go to any room and we could pull up a list and say, here's what's in this room, whether it be capitalized it or not,
mm-hmm,
in case of a fire or whatever.
Yeah.
And we don't have that now.
No.
Okay.
And you don't, the fixed asset list is old and
right,
rickety, for lack of a better term. But
yeah,
it just needs to be looked at and said, yes, we have these, no, we don't, and move on.
Yeah, totally. I get that.
You know, and
do we have any kind of inventory control?
You have some control.
Or any kind of inventory identification, like a sticker that says...
No, no. And you're not alone.
I understand.
I think... I have one park district that might do that on their large assets out of 50. So there's not many that, cost benefit. You know, you don't want somebody walking around putting stickers on everything,
right,
and especially when it might not be here for more than 2 years.
Right.
Well, I would think that 50 computers should be kept track of because they're the most likely to get legs and walk out of a room.
Yeah, but again, you know, you need something, but what do you need? And that's for you folks to sit down and, you know, consider and think about what's best and what the different levels are. You know, there's electronic tracking and things like that can be added too, but cost.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Quimby fees need to be tracked separately.
Yeah.
What's a Quimby fee?
It's a state fee that they give you, and they want you to track it so that they can see that you're tracking it more than anything else.
What is Quimby, an acronym?
No, it's the Quimby Act.
Got it. Thank
you. So, Joe Quimby.
Okay.
It's money that is accumulated when new builds happen in a community.
Yeah.
Okay. Brand new builds.
So, with all the new development around here.
Right. The Owls part, you know, Willow Haven.
Oh, all right. So we get a share of development funds. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm very familiar with that stuff.
Yeah.
Like park assessment.
Yeah.
I have a war with Mount Diablo School District over all the money they got and the zero schools that they built in our community.
Mm-hmm. It's like the zero parks and the zero.
Right.
Yeah. I know that. So there's no disagreements with management, no specialists or other accounts were involved, and we obtained representations on August 5th. So that was kind of when we finished up, is August 5th. So overall, the opinion, it's a clean opinion, no qualifications due to uncorrected misstatements or departures from GAAP. So yay, that's good news.
Yeah.
Our opinion covers the basic financial statements. You have MD&A and some required. We do this with it, but we don't audit it. So governments get the joy of having to, or getting to present two sets of financial statements. When we do it in the public sector, it's bad. You guys get to do it. So, statement of net position is most like a regular business entity. It has all the current portion plus all the long-term items. So, statement of net position has fixed assets, has debt, has anything that would be longer than 1 year. Ending net position this year was just a little over $6 million. Which is an increase over last year, which is about 5.9. So, 100,000. Fixed assets net of debt, 4.6 million, with 886 restricted and 491 unrestricted. So unrestricted, that's kind of your surplus, if you will, that's available to use. Understand fully, though, that does not mean that you have $491,000 sitting in the bank. That's assets minus liabilities to get there.
Right.
Okay? So some of that cash that you got in your bank, you've already committed.
Right.
Statement of activities. This is really what you folks look at on a monthly basis when you see internal financials. You're looking at budget versus actual. You're looking at the current activity. So that's the fund statements, if you will. And you can see the difference here. The net position is what's that? It's going to be considerably smaller because there's no fixed assets.
Right.
Okay. Fund financial statements. Oh, there it is. I knew it was here. $1.4 million is the net equity on the fund. So a decrease of $124,000. So net loss this year of $124,000. And that's not quite cash, but that's, you know, accrual with 60-day window. $1.5 million in cash, so that's 112 of the total fund, 112% of the fund balance. That's pretty, fairly healthy, really. Total revenues, $2 million, expenditures, $2.1 million. There's the net decrease.
So I had a question on this, right, Jess? This is where that 124 came in. Okay.
And for you folks, the change in net equity and net assets will be net income.
Okay.
Okay. Notes of the financial statements, like I said, footnote one, which is where we're looking for the determination of what should be capitalized. Those are the anything in there, you folks can, you know, determine how they should read. So if there's a range of values that you can put in there, you can select what those are. Management's discussion analysis. This is where the district really gets to tell the story. There's going to be changes to how this works in the next year or so. New GASB is coming out that will require some re-editing of this. We'll be working with you on that. Budget versus actual. Budgeted for a balance of 2.1 revenues. Varied by about $104,000 or $229,000. He had $104,000 of insurance proceeds. Actual income was under budget by $228,000, and total expenditures are over by $339,000. Reverse that.
Right.
And, yeah, for your budget, I would take a pretty strong approach as to estimating what your revenues are going to be and spend, and then budget for what's there. As you get into the year, 6 months in, if you've got more money coming in, then you can change the budget.
So we are budgeting incorrectly. Is that the wrong language to use?
Well, it sounds bad.
Right.
You didn't budget well.
Okay.
We might try another approach.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I had one district who knew that they were going to get $20 million. They also knew that they were going to spend $2 million. But they budgeted the entire $20 million. So their budget was totally useless.
Okay, got it.
Okay? If you know you're going to get something, budget for that. You know about what your tax revenue is going to be.
Got it.
If you budget what it is this year, you know it's going to be a little bit more. There's your cushion. If you have grants that are committed and you can get the work done and get the money, you can budget for that.
Got it. Because I have a question for you later, and I think you just answered it. We thought we were supposed to be reimbursed on a grant, and it just hasn't come through yet, but we budgeted for it.
Yeah.
And so it looks bad.
But that's fine. And because of the accounting rules, we can't record that revenue.
Right.
Okay,
I got it.
I think that might answer my question. I was wondering under, I'll let you
finish. Yeah, no.
Okay, why don't we start with you, Mr. Fardella? What are any questions that you have for Mr. German?
Yeah, I was just curious, and I think you just answered the question under reimbursed programs and grants. Mm-hmm. I see that we budgeted a bunch of money in three different areas from the other teen center programs, the Measure X grant and the Keller grants. Was it Keller? Yeah, I think it's Keller number two. Yep. And we didn't get any of them, apparently. And so that slid over to the remaining to generate column. That just means that none of these people came across with the money they promised us.
Yeah. And there's various reasons for that, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah, some of it's timing, because on the fund statements, unless it's done within 60 days of the end of the year, we can't record it there.
I see.
On the government-wide, we would record a receivable.
Got it.
Okay. If you haven't done anything on the grant and they paid you money, we would have deferred revenue. If you haven't done anything on the grant and not billed anything, then there's just nothing to do.
Got it.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions or comments?
I do not. I'm good.
How about you, Director Garcia?
I wanted to say thank you because you were real thorough in making us understand. Because sometimes you just like people talk and we sit there, but
yeah, this is my mom would love it. She was a CPA. She would have loved your presentation.
Does she want to come back to work?
Well, she's working for God now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the shortage of manpower is real.
Oh yeah.
Is AI going to help any with that?
What's that?
Will AI help any with that?
So I just read an article today that it's actually making things worse for us.
I bet.
Because you guys are all looking at your tax returns and, oh, I've got a new this, going to do this, how can I save taxes? And it goes out there and it gets all kinds of bad information.
Yeah.
And then they come in and yell at us for not telling them that they can do this. And then we say, well, you can't.
You can't.
So yeah. It's going to help. It's going to be like us being able to give each of our staff a staff member to do the stuff that they hate to do. But it's not going to get rid of my job. Matter of fact, we were just listed as the number 10 safe job.
Okay.
Not to be impacted by AI. Mm-hmm. And everybody thought we were going to go. Of course, they thought when computers came out, we were going to go.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
Yeah, I actually have some questions. You might have answered this, but I'm not quite sure. On page 5, under our cash and deposits, uh-huh. our total assets, we had a net change of negative $217,000 approximately from 24 uh-huh. to 23. And what does that number comprise?
So if you look at the numbers right above it,
right,
you decreased cash of $132,000. You collected on your receivables for $308,000. And then you increased on, you bought capital assets for about $250,000.
Do we know why we brought in so much less money, Jess?
So you brought in, it's not a matter of brought in, it's a matter of what was on hand. So look at your own checkbook.
Right.
And tell me exactly why you have less cash this year than you did last year.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's a matter of timing.
Got it. Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. That actually makes sense. I also don't know how important this is to get this right, but on page 6, under general fund budgetary highlights, there is the last paragraph says that all the district parks are on well water, and that's just not true.
What are they on?
We have 3 or 4 parks that are on, we have 4 parks that are on fresh water, and we have...
So you pull out of the lake or something?
The well. We have a well.
Oh, you have a well.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know if that statement needs to be corrected, but it's not correct.
Well, if the last sentence is true there, we should put wells in every park.
That is kind of the thought.
Looks like it pays for itself.
Mm-hmm. We can change it.
Okay.
We've already issued.
Okay.
So it'll be an extra fee.
Well, why don't we just make a note here for the public that this is incorrect, and we have, Lori, 4 parks that are on freshwater, mm-hmm. and what is it, 3 parks that are on well? Is that how it works? No, we have 9 parks. 5 parks. So we're just stating for the record now that we have 4 parks that are on freshwater, 5 parks that are on wells. Okay. And we'll just asterisk that.
Okay, so what's the difference between... Okay, I'm confused now. What's the difference between wells and freshwater?
Well, freshwater is provided by our local utility.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I know it sounds like well water should be freshwater.
Yeah.
Right, I know.
Well, it is freshwater. It's just...
It is.
Out of a well.
Got it.
Depending on where your well is.
Yeah.
Got it.
Good point.
All right, so we've made that note. Perfect.
Yeah,
okay, I think you might have, this is on page 13, so I think you might have, but we had a deficiency, this was one of your slides, we had a deficiency of revenues over expenditures by $229,300-something. Do we know why that was? Why that deficiency?
Have you been looking at the budget to actual every month?
We have, but... What am I missing, Jess?
So that's like what you mentioned. It's probably grants that we didn't receive, but we spent that money, like the Minuta playground.
Okay, so I wanted to mention that. Thank you for the record for the public. Mm-hmm. So talking to our bookkeeper, we still have not gotten reimbursed for the Minuta playground under Prop 68. That's quite a bit of money.
We just got it.
Okay, yeah. But as of this, we didn't.
Yeah.
And we also have not gotten reimbursed for Keller funds from 2023 by the county. So I'm just stating that, you know, we're a little park district, and come on, people.
Are you going to get that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, but you know, it's the thing is that
soup up on her feet.
I just want to mention it because, like, we're the little guy, you know, and they're the big guy, so pony up, people. Okay. And then the last The last, do I have a question? We don't have any questions on the Quimby fee. We're straight on Quimby fee. Okay. Whew, I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciated
Thanks
your...
Thanks for a great report. Yeah. And I think that staff has done a great job running this district for the mistakes that we've, or the changes in operations that you identified. I think we're in great shape.
Well, and if we can get the chart of accounts fixed up, and like I say, if you folks are going to be doing any major construction, I would get it fixed before that, because you're going to want to monitor those. And if you go out, you know, if you are ever to go out for federal money, the first thing that they're going to ask you to do is provide a schedule of financial expenditure or federal expenditures. And if you don't have an accounting system that can track that and it works, you will have automatic findings that will jeopardize your funding.
Do you feel confident, Jess, with the recommendations they gave you?
Yeah, so the chart of accounts has been an issue for a while. I mean, it was handed down to me.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're not casting it. We're not casting it. We're not casting any shade on you at all.
No, right. So I've talked to Mike about it because I know we can't delete.
Yeah, don't delete.
So that's what the hard thing is.
Well,
how do I get rid of a bunch of those?
Okay. The best way. If you have something that you want, yeah, I would go through and fix the whole chart first. Mm-hmm. Just design the chart the way that you want it to look. Mm-hmm. Once you have that, then give us a call and we can look at it and we can say, okay, let's do this to transfer.
Okay.
So, do not get rid of the QuickBooks file.
So what Mike recommended, what I have been doing, is what has not been used, I am changing the name.
Yeah.
And
the only thing to do. So let's say you have septic repair, and you have no septic systems. So you go, okay, but everything that's in here from back here is septic. Now you put flower water in here. So these numbers, if you look at them, won't be the same, even though you're calling it flower water, because it's going to go back and call this flower water
right.
too.
Right.
So just make sure that the older stuff is either way old or similar enough to where it makes some sense.
See, that's scary.
and that's why I say the first thing to do, design
right.
the chart.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
then start making changes. Okay. Don't start making changes. It won't end well.
Right.
Can we just add deprecated to those account names that we're not using anymore?
You can. And you can just make them inactive.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But just don't delete them.
There's so many.
Yeah.
But you feel like you've got the information you need?
I mean, I don't use all of those, so the ones that I use, I feel comfortable with, yes.
Right.
But it's just, like you said, just trying not to delete them, but changing.
So the ones that you need are the ones that you aren't using, go ahead and make them inactive.
Right.
And then
okay.
they hide.
Yes.
They sit there and they, you know, you can easily ignore them.
So when I do a printout of the chart of accounts, those will still show up though, right?
You can ask it to, yes. Or you can
hide
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then don't nest. So your account name is that one?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you feel like you've got enough direction to get out of here, by the way?
What is the best? Google was crazy.
I know.
It'd probably be better for you now going home. That's where I go.
Yeah.
I live in Sacramento, too, so...
Easy.
I do it all the time. What you want to do is head west on Highway 4.
Uh-huh.
You're
going to
run into 680.
Yeah.
You're
going to
take
yeah.
a right on 680, head north. You'll run right into 80. It splits off to Highway 12 to go
yeah.
to Napa or Highway
okay.
80 to go home.
So if I go up this way to that next street, I can get up to 4, right?
I would go
that way.
Though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
just
shorter, but you could go that
yeah,
way.
I was just pointing that way. I wasn't
yeah.
sure if I could turn around.
Yeah.
Here's 10 of those.
If you're pointed that way, then just go there.
Yeah.
I'm making an illegal U-turn like we always do.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
I think you're working with the local sheriff, aren't you?
Right.
And I'm going to get, it's going to be a revenue thing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys get a portion of that?
Did you? You didn't see that account?
Yeah.
Silly,
only
silly man.
Time.
That's right.
Thank you all. Have a good
day. Thank you so
much.
All right, so no action needs to be taken. Oh, yes, we do, actually.
Yeah.
May I please have a motion?
I move that we approve the financial report and audit as we found it, with the one asterisk.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
Thank you, ma'am.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia and Director Trollickson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item C. Consider allocation of funds not to exceed $50,000 for replacement of maintenance vehicle truck and authorize the general manager to purchase the vehicle. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public, bring it back up to the board.
What?
Fun, yay, truck.
What kind of truck can we get for only 50 grand?
I've gone and checked them out. They need a 110. Mm-hmm. Because it does have to pull a bobcat. No bells and whistles.
No electric windows
no
like
electric
my truck.
No electric windows, no bells and whistles at all.
Well, we don't have to worry about them drowning. They can roll the window down and get out of there.
So it's a straight up utility truck.
Got it.
Long
bed?
Huh?
The long bed?
I don't think it's a long bed, no.
Okay.
I think it's a 110, and I do not believe it's a long bed. I discussed it with them, but the one I liked is gone, but we need to get it approved here. We do have a Malibu, and I looked in the old board matters, and in 2023, that was approved to go to auction or to get rid of this vehicle. It is still in our warehouse. One of the things I would like to do is possibly trade this in.
Ooh.
And put this towards our truck. So we have room. We have a 2000 and a 2005 truck at this time. We are finding ourselves, you know, replacing nuts and bolts almost monthly. So to have the dependability and we, you know, have vehicles down, because our maintenance program is such a, you know, a sustaining part of our park,
right.
Parks and everything, we think it's time that we do
yes.
this. Actually, the one I looked at was $39,000, but we did put $50,000 because that was one that was on sale at the time, and I can't guarantee I can.
So you might spend less.
Yes, I would like to. Yes,
okay.
I would not spend over $50,000.
I think you got.
Do you have any questions
so
for
my,
the general
no,
manager,
I,
sir?
My hat's off to her.
What about you, Director Garcia?
No,
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds great. I like it. Yay, Alfredo.
Absolutely. Let's get two.
Okay. Can I have a motion, please?
And I did put that in there. Some additionally planning for a future replacement of another maintenance vehicle, not at this time, but to consider that for the future.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the purchase of a truck for the Park District.
We need it to exceed
$56,000.
I need you to read it straight off, sir.
Okay.
I didn't have it.
I move that we allocate the funds not to exceed $50,000 for replacement of a maintenance vehicle, truck, and authorize the general manager to purchase said vehicle.
Thank you, sir. Do you have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Trollickson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay, moving on to letters D. Consider adopting an accrued vacation employee buyback policy. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Hello, General Manager.
Well, hello there. This is a, as you know, purpose of a vacation leave is to enable each eligible employee to return to work mentally refreshed and take a little time. We are a very small district. And sometimes taking the time off is very difficult. So it is suggested that we do a buyback for that's been received for accrued vacation in lieu of paid time off. It will have some limitations. We do have the scenario where we can put this in our budget, where we can plan on with the amount of employees, you know, the six employees that we have. We can put that in there. They do not have to take it if they do not want to, but we can put it in our budget. Any accrued vacation that we budgeted to come out for buyback, we can then put in an account, a reserve account, for if anybody is terminated or leaving on vacation and they do get that last paycheck with all their vacation pay, we have some funding so it won't impact our budgetary account as much. It won't impact it as much.
Right.
How much money do you estimate that we're talking about?
We're talking about $20,000 a year.
Do you have any other questions, sir, for her?
No,
what about you?
No questions.
Okay. I really like the idea, as long as Jess buys into it, to have that have a separate kind of line item that we've put money in so that we're not shocked.
That's the first question I thought of, because she has mentioned that he never takes a vacation.
Yeah, right, exactly. And another thing I wanted to change, as long as you directors agree with this, is currently this policy states that they would apply for this buyback between the period of November 1st every year and 21st. I'd like to change it to October 1st through the 21st, payable on their first paycheck in November, because I want them to have access to it for all the holidays, not just for Christmas. You know, some families take vacations around Thanksgiving time. That's their big thing. So I just want to make sure that that they have the money then, if you guys agree to that.
That's a great thought, I think.
What do you say, Director Garcia?
I don't have any problems.
Okay. Is that okay, Jess? Is that, And General Manager, is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we don't have any other questions or comments on this or anything else, can I get a motion with the correction to the dates?
I move that we consider adopting...
That we do adopt.
That we do adopt a vacation employees buyback policy with the correction from October 1st to November 21st.
October 1st to October 21st.
October 21st.
Right. Is that okay? Okay. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Thank you, chairs.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Bardella?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torsen and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Most excellent. Okay, let's see what we've got going here. Hang on. Where am I? Oh, okay. We don't have any public hearing. We don't have any closed session. Moving on to committee reports. Yes.
Good question. Would that be for this fiscal year?
Oh, most certainly.
Okay.
Yes, sirree.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that. I'll give each board member an opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Mr. Fardella.
I'm sorry, I totally spaced out.
That's okay. Do you have any comments, reports, any items for next month's agenda?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sir. What about you? You're so easy. I don't either. The only thing I do have to say is, and I'll talk to Director Torrickson about it, I have a meeting in the city, same day as our meeting next month, so it's earlier in the day. I could be just a teensy bit late. But if for some reason Director Torlakson can't start the meeting, would you start the meeting for me?
Sure.
Okay. So is that okay?
It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost me two. Two of those, right? Ricola. Mm-hmm. All right. Then, do I have a motion to adjourn to our October 9th meeting?
I just have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
The personnel policies, are we going to discuss these the next meeting or the handbook and the other stuff?
I think it was discussed at the last meeting that we were going to have a workshop.
Yeah.
It's
going
to
take
it.
Yeah.
And then take any amended things that we have in our personnel policy and we'll bring them.
Okay. So I'll be emailing you. I found a few issues and a couple of spelling corrections. I'll just email you guys what I've done.
Do you want a workshop date?
You don't need to do that. Just bring it to the workshop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a planned workshop date that you would like to put on the books?
Do you guys want to wait for May to come back to see what her calendar looks like?
I think absolutely.
You know, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah. So I think we got the really important one out.
Yeah. So we'll discuss that when May is here.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a date to have that workshop.
Yeah.
At that point, we'll amend or make some recommendations of any amended items on our personnel manual.
Yeah, so if everybody looks at their calendars for October, November, so that when we come together next month, we can all agree on a day to get together. Because it'll probably be on a Saturday, I'm thinking.
Or evening.
Okay. All right.
So long as it's after October 16th.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So.
Just amend things after that. Okay. I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yay. Thank you guys for a really good meeting.
My namey thing here.
Your namey thing?